This is Seattle's Morning News. Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien. As you know, the city of Seattle has famously passed a head tax of $275 a head for 5 years, but they may never get to collect it because in the state legislature, Senator Mark Schessler has proposed a bill which would prohibit just such a head tax. And to find out whether this is going to stand or not, we go to former State Attorney General Rob McKenna. Our conversation brought to you by Terra Firma Foundation Systems. Now, as I understand it, Rob, the state constitution weighs in heavily against an income tax, and there's also a separate law prohibiting an income tax, but I believe it is silent on a head tax, isn't it?
It is. There's no reference to a head tax in statute or in the constitution. The city of Seattle would rely on its general taxing authority over businesses to impose this tax. It's a kind of excise tax, as a matter of fact. So they probably have authority to impose it under that general taxing authority related to their police power to license businesses. It's something they've tried to bring their income tax under, but it really fails for the income tax. Probably works for the head tax.
Because the head tax is not based, well, actually the head tax is in a way based on income, because I thought it was limited to businesses that only bring in $20 million or more.
It's not an income tax. It's an excise tax, which is a tax on the privilege of doing business in the city. There are lots of different forms of excise taxes that the city can impose because it has this plenary authority to license businesses. So I think that the authority exists there. However, the legislature can take it away from them by specifically prohibiting certain kinds of taxes, like a head tax, if it chooses to do so.
So there is nothing against the law about it as passed. So it would not be subject to a lawsuit. But as you say, you could pass a law to prevent it.
Right, because the city's taxing authority, as Senator Schessler observes, all comes from the state. The states and counties and cities have no taxing authority, not given to them by the state government. So the state can taketh away just as it giveth. And he's threatening to do that in this case. His rationale is that this head tax in Seattle will create a negative perception of Washington State as a whole as being unfriendly to business.
Right. Let me ask you this, which goes a little bit far afield, I suppose, of the present discussion, but one of the solutions that's been proposed is to upzone large parts of Seattle, which are now off limits to any kind of multifamily housing. That would probably prompt a whole bunch of lawsuits from people who want to maintain the character of Seattle as it is. Would that involve any kind of substantial upzone like that? Would that unleash a legal nightmare for the city, or would in fact they be within their power to go ahead and do that?
Well, a primary responsibility of city government is to adopt a comprehensive land use plan and the zoning that goes with it. So if the city wanted to increase the density in certain areas of the city to allow more housing, they have the power to do that. I mean, they have to follow the right process. Process can always result in lawsuits saying it wasn't the right process, but ultimately they have the power to do that. And as you stand in downtown Seattle and look out across the city from any kind of viewpoint, you see that Seattle is fairly low density right now. It's mostly single family, and there is talk about allowing more townhomes, more condominiums, more apartments. I mean, the best way to address homelessness is to increase the housing supply and include more government subsidized housing, which was done a lot in the post-World War II period, as well as just allow more market rate housing, because increased supply drives down rents. On the other hand, inadequate supply when the population is growing is guaranteed to drive rents up and exacerbate the homelessness problem. The city has seen a huge increase in its revenue over the last several years. In the income tax case, the plaintiffs point out that the city has seen about a $1.3 billion jump in revenue over the last, I think, 4 years. That's huge. So the question is, why not reprogram some of the money they're already receiving and some of this new money, rather than constantly demanding new taxes or higher rates on existing taxes?
But in the meantime, Senator Schessler is certainly within his rights to propose a bill that would undo the head tax. But politically, you're guessing it probably wouldn't pass?
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. I wouldn't bet against it. It's probably about 50-50 right now. The way they're going to position this in the legislature is that if you don't vote for it, you're effectively supporting a head tax. Of course, there are procedural ways to avoid creating that embarrassment for some legislators. You simply never allow it to come for a vote. So the Democrats controlling the legislature who are from Seattle might well just try to keep it, you know, out of a vote situation so that their members don't have to vote yes or no.
Former State Attorney General Rob McKenna, brought to you by Terra Firma Foundation Systems. Rob, thank you.
Thanks, Dave.